looks pretty good. All right, so analysis of preferred pairings for Barnabas Collins. Number one, Angelique Bouchard. Considering all I can find is a one-night stand with Barnabas in lieu of his concern that Josette Dupré was not going to marry him, Angelique's reaction of falling beyond heels over head in love with Barnabas to the point of becoming violently destructive to both his family and himself, this is the pairing that blows my mind as being preferred. However, there are stories that contain an Angelique Bouchard prior to being discarded by Barnabas. Not a bad idea. I must presume Barnabas Collins was drunk and of low spirits in this escapade, considering how much booze was imbibed during the colonial time frame given. At the same time, he did want her and then would push himself away, which I've analyzed as a lust he discovered in himself that he was not proud of and couldn't figure out in his own psyche. I see his marriage to Angelique as feeling that perhaps he could do right by her after all, and he could have a happy life now that Josette was gone. Until, of course, he discovered what Angelique was up to the whole time via Ben Stokes, etc. As I've posted in a recent thread about her, I would have done more than shoot her. Every rusty piece of weaponry the colonial days could provide wouldn't be enough. What I've gleaned from a few of the Angelique fans is a playful, I hope, yearning to be a diabolical in power and determination, someone who gets what she wants at all costs, including causing harm to the innocent. Sarah is the biggest reason people, the fandom, won't stand for this pairing. That one is the final straw. Although we all seem amused by Joshua Collins being turned into a cat, he was a pretty annoying guy. The other portion I see is that concern over Angelique being discarded. The man should be able to handle himself with women. Yes, sure, like every other guy around in any day and age, right? No pressure on the gentleman, I guess. But in that, there is a good matter of wonder in what these fans see in their own lives as being right and wrong. Throw a woman over, especially a hot and devoted one like that? So there are some dark aspects of psychology we're dealing with in this one. There is this ongoing theme that they deserve each other as Barnabas is so wretched, except he becomes wretched after he's cursed by her, more or less. He didn't exactly have the kindest of fathers in the world, so he likely took after Naomi in his earlier aspects of generosity and kindness. I can easily empathize with him here. I've been both, and have had that taken advantage of, and in this fandom very much so. Wonderful to find an improvement recently. If you've seen the review pile for Margaret Josette Dupré, that didn't come out of thin air. I sought help and sought it vigilantly. So with the Barnabas-Angelique pairing, I see some deep-seated frustration in a woman's plight, especially that of a servant. This is confusing, considering her powers and abilities. She could have shuffled off to better things much sooner. So I've had to deduce that she's just plain cuckoo. The fans of this pairing aren't, of course, but there is something in the story that's either upsetting them enough to feel sorry for her, or it stems back to the playful deviousness. Again, I hope it's playful. And number two, Julia Hoffman. Yes, the strong, capable woman who could handle Barnabas by driving him up the wall into urges of strangulation as he's been so good at. Then again, perhaps this need to a strong woman is there with Barnabas, as like in the prior case with Angelique Bouchard. Still, is this the woman of his longing and affection in the realms of passion and marriage? From what I've seen of Dark Shadows and studied, not bloody likely. And why? He's too busy moaning and groaning over his lost Rosette and trying to seek out a replacement copy of her. Julia Hoffman doesn't fit the bill for him. However, it is one of the most popular pairings in the Dark Shadows fandom as a whole, which I think is a secret reason many fans were beyond pricked with the 2012 film in ways I can't begin to calculate. Unfortunately, it looks that many writers will choose this pairing out of pity for Julia Hoffman, and from the fact that they see this popularity and want to appease their own fans regardless. For me, Dr. Julia Hoffman is a big girl, and can hold her own, especially if she found a man who was so interested in her she wouldn't fuss with her best friend Barnabas Collins. To pity this woman and throw her into the arms of a man who only shows bare shreds of that kind of love for her at the tail end of the program puzzles me greatly. Note, I'm saying puzzled, not made hysterical. Many photographs conjured up for this longing rarely show Barnabas even smiling at her, much less getting his lips anywhere near her. I have a rather grand ability to visualize things, to the point where I sometimes would prefer I didn't. I have made concerted efforts to visualize Barnabas and Julia together. It was very difficult to get anywhere close, and after the 10th attempt, I decided to give up. It was like pointing two magnets of the same polar direction at each other. He would lean in for her neck, or hug her, or kiss her forehead in friendship, and that was the best I could do. The last time it came to me, I was falling asleep, and I saw her moving over him on a bed with a red velvet blanket. I thought, oh, am I going to finally see this? Nope. As soon as she did, she was about to reach the lips of Barnabas Collins, he suddenly became Michael Keaton in full Batman regalia. It startled me so much I awoke with brilliant laughter at the scene. With this pairing, I often see a mommy-knows-best attitude towards Barnabas, an authoritative take on how he should feel and what he should do In my own life, I've mainly seen the opposite, in which someone is with a person who isn't good for them. I haven't been in the situation of wanting to force any relationship together, though. Still, there is also the idea of Julia Hoffman being an outcast or an underdog, which also puzzles me, as well as the idea that she's the only one for him with their friendship solely. One fan I asked explained it this way. I think Julia Hoffman represents the old maid type of females, or unpopular girl that many can identify with. They all have this dream that they are finally going to get the choice filet cuts of men instead of the chucked steak that they would have to settle for. So in Dark Shadows, they can live out their unrealistic fantasy and get the hottest guy no matter how unlikely that is, nor the fact that Barnabas simply has no physical attraction to her. Poor guy, can't he just be a loving friend to her? Nope, female ego insists he has to think the ugly duckling is beautiful to satisfy their unrealistic fantasies. Well, I would not have said it that way, and I did leave out a few harsher statements by her. But she did say I could quote her. I told her I saw it more of a conflict of personality than simply physical attraction. A very knowledgeable fan gave me some good explanation on this, and I'll paraphrase it as a quotation wasn't requested from me. I was told it was probably that Julia fans may be living through the characters and hang on to the unrequited love aspect, whether or not they've encountered it in their own lives. Barnabas cared for Julia deeply, but not in that way, and did not reciprocate her affections. So they may be aware or unaware that they're focusing on that longing she has for him and want to make it right. End of paraphrase. This would be a valid desire for this pairing, and more so than the desire for him to be with Angelique, as far as kindness might go. Although in the stories I've usually seen, she is still bossing him around, so I'm wondering if it's a desire to have the choices cut with all that power to have him under her thumb. That authoritative requirement still rebounds in some Julia fans, but thankfully, it's not the cuckoo obsessive Angelique Bouchard. 3. Victoria Winters. The sweet pea of the bunch. This girl has grace, pluck, and hey, an interest in history. And she resembles Josette Dupré. Win-win, right? Perhaps. It depends on how close she actually is to being a Collins herself in the writer's mind. Or even if she is, what's the big deal? People married their cousins all the time in colonial days, and it's a gap of 6 generations, so who cares, right? Well, there are a few of us wobbling over here anyway, as many primates tend to do. Shakily raises his hand apologetically. Still, this is a workable pairing for Barnabas. Not one of my favorites, of course, but this is an analysis, not a spew of opinion. This will all likely be misconstrued that way by someone due to the obsessive nature of the Dark Shadows fandom in general. Victoria Winters needs a home, wants a family, enjoys dreaming of living in the past, and enjoys Barnabas' company, even to the point of agreeing to his proposal of marriage before, that guy who saved me in 1795 when I was going to be hanged as a witch! There's that guy! So depending on where the bud is nipped in Victoria Winters becoming Victoria Collins, I can see this making sense for a lot of the gentler fans, who just love the romance that's already there. Then, of course, Victoria is usually popping out babies galore from our well-endowed Mr. Collins, and we can finally bring up some original characters to get the ball rolling as the saga continues. I do have little knowledge of these fans, as they seem to come around less of the time. But as I've said before, I'll support almost anything other than the Julia-only idea that's made this fandom so inflexible. Let Barnabas have Elizabeth if it'll make him happy. Let him have Roger too. Whatever. And Alice said, number 4, call Carolyn Stoddard? ? Yes, oddly, there is a little bit of call for this, mostly for what I've seen in Marilyn Ross novels. However, I haven't met any fans of it. I believe it was a flight of fancy because it's even more blatantly obvious she's a cousin and many of us go, gross. Would it even work? Well, they do say at fanfiction.net, unleash your imagination. However, I think one would be pretty imaginative to get this to work out to anything resembling happily ever after. Moving on. Number 5. Josette Dupré, Kitty Soaps, Maggie Evans. Again, quite some call for more than one might think, but not so much that many people have ever written about it. Josette is often seen by many fans as the sweet, adorable girl with no attraction due to a lack of feistiness, but then there is the Kitty Soames reincarnation of her where she strangles Angelique with a vengeance of knowing what happened to her in the previous life due to several curses. Also, there is her ghostly persona helping people in the early days of Dark Shadows. Josette fans are a rather sweet and wholesome bunch. Or, well, in words via one fan of this pairing who posted a photo of Josette and Angelique, wrote the caption of our beloved witch, "What a hater! Get your own man!" Ha ha ha, truer words were never spoken. Of course, Josette is the one who forces Barnabas to stay with her because she's so damned in love with him that he's in agony as a vampire Not trying to harm her. Does she know what that is? Not really. Does she care? No. That is, not until Angelique shows off a horrific version of it to her that might not have actually been so bad, considering all the evil in the world one could siphon off and toss out. And then there's always livestock. They have to be bled anyway, and meat was pretty much all any of plain old humans ate at the time. Ah, well. Josette is, of course, part of Mrs. One True Love, and he goes on about her so much that it sickens people. They want to hear him stop complaining, and I am no exception. But rather than let them have each other, the popular response is, get over her! She said so herself in that later episode from a horrible storyline I can't stand. There seems to be some confusion in the fandom over this woman. Kenny Soames. Well, I've never seen a story where someone nips that weirdness out. Seemed to have great potential. Why marry Edward, girl? You can have Barnabas Collins and run away in a dazzling 1897 world in which this vampire is now redeemed. Ah, well, too easy a story? I don't know. Then there is Maggie Evans. Is she the reincarnation of Josette Dupré or not? There's a lot of evidence to support it, even with Josette's ghost floating around and not getting back inside Maggie's body for keeps. The fans of this pairing are equally as sweet and shy and likely to get bossed around like underdogs via the harsher fans, who is this Julia is an underdog. But still, there is that pesky kidnapping problem from the beginning with Barnabas. So why not a bit nip in the bud story before the kidnapping? Now we come to the psychological element in these fans. They don't want alternate universe stories or nip in the bud stories. They want something many Dark Shadows fans are rather unaware of. Interruption stories. Why? Because they want an accurate representation of Dark Shadows, which includes so much of the reincarnation swarming all over the place. This is hard to isolate into believability, and always has been. They also happen to love Barnabas Collins, and actually love him in an altruistic sense, by which I mean they care about his happiness above the other pairings. They don't shrug off or invalidate his deep romantic yearnings for Josette, which is also true of Victoria Winners fans. People of this generous nature tend to get chewed up and spit out like so much rubbish. Often they are far more likely to get the treatment everyone claims Angelique got when they side with her vehemently. They are often abused and lonely from the selflessness of being. In this case, they are more likely to step back into the shadows so as to not to make waves. So when someone like Daryl War shows up to defend them, Barnabas Collins and Josette Dupré, who is as crazy and determined as all get out from the same chewed up and spat out treatment, it can be a bit intimidating. But I tell ya, I want to be pushed. That's why the need for commentary or of enjoyment, and as you can see, they're starting to come out. The other unique thing about these fans is their humanitarian nature also desires everyone in the story they want to be better off. In Collinsport, not an easy thing to do. So my friends, we are in this together, and your skills might be a bit rusty, but remember this. I didn't pick Maggie, Kitty, or Josette Dupré. Barnabas Collins picked her. I just listened to him.